Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv is basking in clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's pleasantly sunny, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Hezbollah rockets target Upper Galilee. The IDF reports this attack constitutes an additional violation of the ceasefire understandings by the Hezbollah terrorist organization, according to JNS. Also, earlier this hour, Israel and Iran's energy infrastructure war signals a dangerous new escalation. Jerusalem Post says strikes on refineries and gas facilities mark a new phase with systemic risks beyond the battlefield. Also this hour, Denny Miran, father of hostage survivor Omri Miran, criticizes Prime Minister Netanyahu. In Maariv, he says, in Japan, the Prime Minister would commit harakiri and announces plans to lead the pensioners' party. Separately, the IDF is recruiting ultra-Orthodox soldiers for expanding combat roles. Ynet reports these recruits can advance into command and officer roles tailored to their lifestyle. And finally, Israel cancels Lag BaOmer celebrations at Meron over northern security concerns, according to I-24 News. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran's ambassador to Russia shared an AI video mocking President Trump. They suggest this isn't a smart move. Israel's foreign ministry expressed outrage earlier today, stating, "When mass murder is called beautiful, we've crossed into something deeply broken." They emphasize the need for consequences. The Times of Israel reports Saif Abu Keshik and Tiago Avila, linked to a U.S.-sanctioned Hamas front organization, have arrived in Israel. Questions about evidence remain. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Upper Galilee, Hezbollah's rocket attack intensifies tensions in the region. JNS highlights this as a breach of ceasefire agreements, raising concerns about potential escalation. Civilians in the area remain on high alert. Turning to the energy conflict between Israel and Iran, the Jerusalem Post outlines how recent strikes on critical infrastructure could destabilize economic activities far beyond the immediate conflict zones. This escalation threatens regional energy security. Meanwhile, Danny Miran's political move and criticism of Netanyahu, reported by Maariv, spotlight ongoing social discontent. This reflects broader frustrations with governance and social issues in Israel, the IDF's recruitment of ultra-Orthodox soldiers, as detailed by Ynet, marks a significant shift in military strategy. By accommodating religious lifestyles, the IDF aims to strengthen its ranks with diverse talents. This could influence military cohesion and community relations. Finally, the cancellation of Lag BaOmer festivities at Meron, reported by I-24 News, underscores security priorities. Authorities are focusing on safeguarding the northern region amid heightened threats. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Bank Leumi is investing 200 million shekels in Barak Abramov's Japnica restaurant chain. The investment reflects confidence in the dining sector's growth potential. Separately, Tenuva responds strongly to Shufersal's accusations of price increases, as reported in Israel Hayom Business. The company accuses Shufersal of spinning the narrative, highlighting tensions in the retail sector. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new partnership between Shenkar and Phoenix. This collaboration aims to link academia with industry, fostering innovation and practical applications in engineering and design. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.